Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bring another's hope. And that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Chances, where real stories, real hope, and music moves you, and that's only on Radio Africana. So, I hope you also have a good day and finally relaxing at home with family with a long-awaited glass of red wine or white wine, if you so prefer. So, over the past few weeks, we've walked together through the transplant journey, the waiting list, the call, the rush to hospital, and the quiet moments before surgery. Today, we open the next chapter, life after transplant. It's a chapter filled with joy, gratitude, and new beginnings. So in order to, set the tone for today, I hope those lessons that you've learned have helped you to understand what you need to do. So this evening, we will explore the first days after surgery, adjusting physically and emotionally, the hidden challenges from side effects to survivor's guilt, and how life after transplant shapes your outlook and your future. So let's start with a song about transformation, about finding yourself in a new season of life. Here is CK with Emiliana. And Emiliana is a playful and light music, but at its heart, it's about stepping into something new with joy. That's exactly what life after a transplant can look like. So I'll see you back here when we talk in the second segment about waking up to a second chance. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Because of you, I be on the phone all night long. Don't be smart when you do to me. Oh no, no, no. I be on my business, shawty, but you be on my mind, shawty. MLM, follow my, my honey, kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Can't you see I'm into ya? Can't you see I'm in love? Kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Yeah, messing with my medulla, I can't talk alone. Oh no, no. Emiliano, 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 no.
What it feel like, what it feel like. Like I know I see beat for real life, for real life. In my condo, loving up your body in fast and slow mo. If I hit you, it's my combo. Can you will never ever let me go? Dancing,
kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Can't you see I'm into ya? Can't you see I'm in love? Kiss me to the cellular.
That was Emiliana by CK, and it captures the brightness of a fresh start for many. Waking up after transplant surgery is exactly that. The first moment after surgery are such a blur. Okay, I've been there. You're in recovery, surrounded by monitors, nurses, and beeping machines. And you're thinking, what the heck is happening here? At first, it might not feel different, you know. The pain from the surgery is real, and you're still adjusting as well. But you know, when it was my turn, when I had my transplant, the pain wasn't really that bad because I was so euphoric. I was high on drugs, okay, that were given me. But I was also high on happiness. That, you know, I have not lost everything totally. You know, I am actually alive. I've gotten a second chance. But soon, you know, getting back, everybody has a different experience. You notice the changes and your body feels stronger. Yes, definitely that. Your skin is brighter, your breathing is easier. Some describe it as color returning to the world, and I can tell you that is true. Others say it's the simple joy of being able to drink water without restriction or walk without feeling breathless. Well, I remember just feeling as if, you know, I've been given a second chance. So what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I was thinking of everything I could do. And it was so amazing. And not long after that, you know, there was COVID, you know, and everything, because I got my transplant in 2018. So 2020 was COVID. But in this time, I was resting. I was trying to get myself back, get my feet back on the ground and be my old self. But you can never return to how you are before. It's totally different. And then there's always, that simple joy of being able to drink water without restriction. Oh my God, I wanted every water, every drink. But oh, also you have to watch what you're drinking. And, you know, then I had to walk around, you know, without feeling as if, you know, I've got to rush back home for my dialysis. It was a little bit more calmer for me. I don't know what, you know, people feel, what their, you know, experience was with transplant, but mine was amazing all through. And then there's that relief and also a wave of emotion, gratitude for your donor. Mine was a young guy called Ryan, and I can never forget him. And there's also that curiosity about the future, and sometimes this belief that it actually happened. It seems like a dream, because when you go back to think about it, there's certain pieces missing and new things come up every day. Maybe when you're sleeping, something just comes into your dream and you're like, oh, that happened during when I came out of the theater. But that first morning, the sun feels different, the air feels different. You've been given the rarest of gifts, more time. And I've had over 7 years of it. So I'm so grateful. And I'm using that gratitude for somebody else who needs it. And that is why I reach out to people in the community and ask, does anybody need help? I also know, people will say you need to rest yourself. Yes, I do rest. Yes, I know last week was especially busy, but I've taken a few hours today to rest and to come into the studio to speak to all of you, because this is something I love to do, and it gives me this boost that, you know, that takes me through the rest of the week and until I see you again the next Sunday. So for that, you know, I want you to reflect on what I have said. If you're a donor or you're a recipient, think about that whilst Simi, you know, sings to you, and her song is Smile For Me. So this song is about love and gratitude. So you have to reflect on that. For those who are recipients, please do reflect on what your donor has done for you, and think about how you can pay that forward. After a transplant, your smile is for life itself, because you just sit there and you smile because you've been given another chance at life. And for the people who made it possible, those donors, whether dead or alive, sit back with a smile on your face and reflect on what they're giving to you. Here is Simi with Smile For Me, and I'll see you back here in a minute. Don't go away.
For me, even if you sorrow, be good to me, even if you battle. Stay with me, even if you've got some place to be. Pray with me, truth will break my heart too. Sing for me, even though your voice they crackle. Dance with me, even if you are dancing off the beat. Take a chance on me, don't you believe I'm worth the risk. Smile for me, baby, me please.
Welcome back. That was Simi with Smile For Me. So Simi sings about cherishing something precious. The adjustment period after transplant is exactly about that. Protecting and cherishing the second chance. Life after transplant isn't just freedom. It's responsibility. You start a strict routine of medications to stop your body rejecting the organ. You attend regular hospital appointments. You listen to your body in a very new and unique way. Trust me, you would be attuned to your body in a way that if there's any little shift, you will find it, you would see it. And in your mind's eye, because you're suddenly, you know, you suddenly know every bit of your body. And there's the joy of no longer needing dialysis. That is an immense feeling that is with you every day. Because sometimes you catch yourself thinking, oh, I'm ready for dialysis, let me get my bags. That does happen. But the adjustment can also be challenging. You know, your energy may fluctuate. You might gain or lose weight due to the medications. You might have to be careful about exposure to infections because of a suppressed immune system. That's very true. Because right now, I'm going somewhere. I am thinking, how do I keep myself safe? How do I make sure I don't come back with something that's gonna, you know, end up me being in the hospital. Or if somebody coughs near me, I just quietly get up and walk towards the door because I don't want it. It's not funny, but those are the kind of thoughts that start to go through your head. Because if you're not careful, then you find yourself in and out of hospital, and that's something I don't like. Emotionally, it is an adjustment, and because you've been living in this survival mode for so long, that learning to live again can feel strange. Now, people would invite you to parties, and you would have to make those decisions that will keep you safe. I know some people experience anxiety, and others a burst of ambition to make up for the lost time. And I'm talking about myself here. You know, I just wanted to do everything. I just wanted to be involved in everything people were doing. Mind you, I had 10 years of waiting and not doing enough like I thought I would. most of my age mates, most of my classmates had moved on and they were doing really well. Whilst when I was sick, I didn't think about that. But now I'm older, I'm thinking, you know, what can I give back? It's not about working for the money. It's about how I can give back to my community. How I can say thank you for all the work, for all the support, for all the prayers. It's also about finding that balance between caution and freedom. You don't want to be too cautious that you end up losing all your friends. You know, those people who've hung around you, you're not saying, oh, you can't come around me now. You have to be careful. You have to weigh it. And also not to be so free about your time and yourself and the places you go, and you end up being in and out of hospital. That is what you were trying to get away from. So you have to be really careful how you manage both sides, or both options, for want of a better word. So caution and freedom. Do you think you're being too cautious, or do you think you're being too free with going to every event, every party that you're invited to? You have to weigh them and decide what suits you. So whilst you're thinking about this, whilst you're weighing that, here is Burna Boy with 23. And this song, 23, is about focus, discipline, and chasing your goals. After transplant, these qualities help you protect your gift and build your new life. Don't go away. I hope you enjoy, and this ministers to you as well. See you in a bit.
All and everything African. say I get bored. When they pick up my mind, you go to Soro. Got the money all around me, oh, Satan. Anybody listening? Only what happened my head and my feet. Come grass, I jack, don't go, come then come the dark. I'm supposed to jack, it's a mad one. Full of love, one look at my album. When I trust anyone, for all that I have, and I've been working. No good to like say, I don't deserve them. Defend myself, me not fear no one.
Welcome back. 23, that song speaks of determination. And you will need that to face the hidden challenges of post-transplant life. You know, why many might imagine life after transplant as a pure celebration, the reality is more nuanced. There are side effects that, you know, people should know about. The anti-rejection drugs, which cause tremors, I still have mine till today. Their weight changes, mood swings, or changes in appearance. Well, I think I managed to stay the same. If you see any difference, then let me know. And there's also that survivor's gift. Some wrestle with the knowledge that someone else had to die for them to live. I recognize that, you know, this young man had to die. I don't wish that for him. But I know that, you know, it's a sacrifice. It's a gift from the family. And I really do appreciate that. I see some people who go back to their previous life, but I treasure this gift because I want to spend more time on this earth with my children, with my son and daughter, with my family, and make sure that I enjoy every bit of it. I don't take it for granted at all. And I know quite a lot of people who don't take it for granted as well. And especially donor families who are giving these gifts. We need to show them that appreciation, that gratitude by living a good life and giving back to our community. I know that some people are scared of rejection because, you know, if there's any, you know, unusual symptom, it can trigger that worry. Believe me, I worry about that. Because currently I'm not feeling too good and I'm thinking, is it something to do with my transplant? I don't want to lose this transplant. But you know what? Even if I'm scared, I know that, you know, I feel somehow that I'm safe. Nothing is happening to me. I'm going to be okay. And, you know, I'm going to live for a long time with this kidney. So for those who feel, you know, every time, it's not the way to live. Yes, it can trigger worry that the organ is failing, but it might not just be that. So go to the doctor, go to your GP and tell them what's going on. And there's also those social adjustments that people have to make. Friends and family may expect you to bounce back very quickly. Even colleagues at work will say, when are you coming back to work? And they think that, you know, once you get a transplant, that's it, you're cured. I want to tell people now that having a transplant is not a cure. Having a transplant is another type of treatment, like dialysis. It just takes you off dialysis, but you're on lifetime medication. But you are still able to function, you know, a little bit like before, but not completely. Some people never recover from transplant and, you know, they end up being bedridden or in wheelchairs. And there's some people who are just determined to survive and do what they need to do. That is life. But if you meet somebody like this, please reach out and support them. When they know that everybody around them understands, you know, their situation, understands their condition, it helps them to relax. It helps them to remember that, you know, there is nothing to worry about. That even where there is, you know, any chance of a rejection, that there will be people that they can fall back on. These challenges don't erase the joy of a transplant, but they remind us that second chances come with responsibilities. and that support systems and that support systems matter long after surgery, which is exactly what I was just talking about earlier on. So please remember, you are not alone. If anything is happening with you, reach out to your friends, to your family who are close by, and tell them what is happening. Don't isolate yourself, because at the end of the day, these people will always be there. They're not going to leave you. If they see something is wrong, they might ask you, they might not ask you, but you have to be willing to be open to talk to people about your ailment. What is wrong with you? Why you are sick? I don't mind sharing my story. I don't mind sharing my struggles, because I know with the people around me supporting me, I can only go forward. And I thank them for that. So here is a song to help you, you know, ruminate over what I've just spoken to you about. It's a song by Ira Starr, and it's called Bloody Samaritan. And Bloody Samaritan is about protecting your energy and peace. That's essential after a transplant. You need to rest. You can't just expend your energy like that. Surrounding yourself with people and habits that help you thrive, that is the best thing that you could do for your body and for your kidney. So here is Ira Starr, and I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you back here in a little bit.
I'm feeling vibes on vibes. I'm a ticking dynamite. I blow your candlelight. You know I'm just that type. No, them no fit kill my vibe. Them no fit kill my vibe. Them no fit kill. Them no fit kill. Them no fit kill my. Wise man said, follow the stars. Yeah, you shall find a piece of advice. If you hit your enemies, enemies shine. Not a friend of me, enter the light. Cause you can never kill my vibe. Got here with no sacrifices. Everything was taken, still had to make it. Vibe killer, me and no go take shit. Vibe killer, bloody Samaritan. Protect my energy from your bad aura. Let my pastor say, I be my healer. Everything I desire, I go to see. My rhythm flow like a river. If you get yawa, come on go and sit down. I go just para, come on my jigger. I go just there, follow my vibes on vibes. I'm a ticking dynamite. Yeah. I blow your candlelight. You know I'm just that type. No, them no fit kill my vibe. Them no fit kill my vibe. You no fit kill. You no fit kill. You no fit kill my vibe. I see you watching my stories. I see you getting my lifestyle. I see you watching my movements. This bad, it bad every day.
That was Ira Starr's message in Bloody Samaritan. I hope you enjoyed that. It is a joy to guard your heart, to guard your joy. And the message is at the heart of living your new normal. The new normal after transplant isn't only about going back to your old life. Well, you can't go back to your, you cannot go back to your old life. It's not the same thing, because anybody punch you in your stomach where your kidney is, you're done for. So no, if you were somebody who liked to drink and, you know, stumble around drunk, no, you can't do that anymore. Mm-mm. That's it. you have to watch what you eat and drink. I know they tell you, yes, you can go back to your old life. But my dear, I tell you, it's not going to happen. So don't do it. Because that new normal after transplant, it's about creating a life that honors the gift you've been given. Some return to work, some travel, or take on projects they once thought impossible. And others do focus on advocacy, like me, sharing their story to encourage organ donation. And you guys know that I am all about organ donation. So that does happen. And there's quite a lot of us who are willing to use our experience as kidney transplant patients to encourage others to sign up to the organ donor register, because without people like you in the community helping us, signing up and donating, we will not be where we are today. So thank you. Thank you if you're considering it. Thank you if you have signed up. And thank you if you are using your voice, because you cannot sign up, you're using your voice to encourage others to sign up. And, you know, some of us, we share our story all the time, anywhere, you know, to talk about our journey, how it's changed our life and how it can help other people. And some people find themselves, you know, valuing those small moments more. A quiet morning, a meal with family, a walk in the park. I like to watch movies. If you ask me what the names of the films are, I don't know. I just like to watch movies. It takes my mind off a lot of things. Or I'm writing my scripts for my radio show, or for a radio interview, or just a whole lot of things. Because now you have a second chance. You're looking at how you can make a difference in the world. So your priorities shift. What once felt urgent may now feel unimportant, and that's the truth. It feels unimportant because you've been through a lot and you're thinking, why was I stressing over this? I'll take it in my stride. And people do. And you know, what once seemed ordinary now feels like a blessing, because it is a blessing. Someone has blessed you, although they're no longer alive, or they could be alive and they decide to donate their kidney, one of their kidneys, or a piece of their liver. I just learned this afternoon that one of my friends died. Just excuse me, I'll take a sip. Thank you. So one of my friends died, and nobody knew why. You know, he was sick. I only got the news this afternoon. I was in shock. May his soul rest in peace. But if you have any symptoms, it is not a taboo to talk about it. Tell people what is wrong. If you donate a piece of your liver, I don't know, most people don't know that, but I'm telling you this evening that you will get your liver will grow back to its full size. So don't be shy. Reach out to me. I always read out the number of this radio station. Reach out to me and ask questions. You can also catch me on social media. There's nothing wrong with asking, you know, what would happen. I'm willing to speak to you. Don't sit down there dying in silence. And then eventually you die and everybody says, why didn't they say? Yes, it might feel a bit, you know, feel a bit tricky to talk to people, but there must be somebody you are close to that you can talk to. Don't let that pride get in your way. Don't be like my friend who didn't speak to anybody and then he died. And, you know, talking about your experience, it's about presence. It's about being here. It's about living now. So all of that, you know, saying I don't want to tell anybody.
Saying I don't want to tell anybody about my ailment. I don't want to tell them that I'm sick. You need to speak about it. You need to tell people what ailment you've got. If that person doesn't know, they will know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who can help you. This is the African community, you know. Yes, they might gossip you because maybe you've been wicked in the past, but I tell you, nobody's that wicked that they won't reach out to someone to say, did you know this person had this? Is there something we can do about it? Please, let's stop this thing of hiding our ailments and think that we'll be fine. It doesn't work that way. Reach out to your close circle and ask them to help you. Or look for one voice who can advocate for you. Because living, continue to live to see your children grow up, to be adults, get married and have children, your grandchildren, is the best feeling you could ever have. These are children from your loins. You cannot, you know, push them out. Talk to your kids. I know we all still keep looking at them as, you know, young children. They're not. They understand. Here is Kiss Daniel with Ankovi. And Ankovi is about enjoying life and in its fullness, the kind of joy that comes when you fought for your place in the world and won. So fight for yourself and advocate for yourself and get others to advocate for you too, to get to reach your goal. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Vado. Anchovy. Osha.
They fight me today, yo. Bad belly people, they talk about today, yeah. Which kind of cruise you want put me today? Your hate no be hate if you hate your way. You know catch your dick, you dey buy Panadol, hey. Okay, got the money long for later. Don't hear me, I get OCD. Mac when I'm on me, I be OGB. I dey live my life, no compromising. Don't be fighting. If you don't go green, I go move to the side. So I talk to the next person, if they try, go easy. I'm frozen, me, hello, cause, yeah. If you know me, you go know, say my flight is different. I no need ticket. More money is a mile away. More money is a mile away. In the boat. More money is a mile away. More money is a mile away. Comparison, it distress me, so no talking bush bitch when you near me. I'm just into my own thing, and I don't care about your own thing. You carry force for the class, you dey mental. Shaping a person, we carry last go by car. At the end of the day, now for my car. You go dey do for the people where they like us. I don't live my life, no compromising. Don't be fighting. If you don't go green, I go move to the side. Talk to the next person, if they try. Go easy. I'm frozen, me, hello, cause, yeah. If you know me, you go know, say my flight is different. I no need ticket. More money is a mile away. More money is a mile away.
I'm back. This, we've been talking this evening about a lot of things. And all those things have culminated to, you know, this last segment of the show. Today, we have seen what life, we have seen what life after transplant really looks like. We have celebrated the first days, we've navigated the adjustments, faced the hidden challenges, and embraced the new normal. A transplant isn't the end of the story. It's the start of a new one, and how you write that story is up to you. Next week, we'll talk about giving back, how recipients honor their donors, from advocacy to everyday gratitude.
And I want you to know that it is a present that you're giving to those people who haven't experienced kidney disease or needing a transplant. And one of the things that people do is to give a little bit to their community to help them to understand different things. And most of us tend to open up charities. And that is why I opened up WSH BME Kidney Network. And through this charity, I have done a lot of things, and I'm so proud of the things that I've done alongside other recipients to give back to our community, to say thank you to our donors. I want to recognize Keith, who is retiring after 7 years or 8 years, working as an ambassador. He donated his child's organs. People, and he's retiring because he wants to take more time for himself. And I want to say thank you, Keith Atsbury, for everything that you have done alongside me and the other ambassadors, and also for the NHS blood and transplant. I wish you all the very best in this new stage of your life, and I hope that you will come back again to, you know, for our events, to help out or just to see us. I know you can't keep away. I know you will continue in one way or the other, because once it's in your blood, you can't stop. I know that. So thank you very much, Keith. And one thing I also want to tell the community, if you need help getting online and you want to learn how to use your phone, tablet, or computer with confidence, join our digital inclusion workshops in Salford. It's free, friendly, and it's open to everyone. Doesn't matter where you're coming from, whether you're coming from Manchester, you're coming from Oldham, or you're in Salford, it is free for everybody. We've got devices that you can use, and you have a one-to-one support as well, and a certificate at the end. So sign up today through our social media platforms, and your digital journey would start with us. With us at WSH BME Kidney Network. We are based at St. John's House, and you can just come to the reception at St. John's House and ask for me, Hilaria Asumo. This last song is by Ladipo, and it's called Feeling, and it features Buju and BNSN. But before we play that, I want to tell you something amazing. Now, most of you don't know where I'm from, and you just know I'm from Nigeria, but I'm actually from Edo State, the great Benin Kingdom. Okay, we broke away from the Benin Kingdom. And where I come from is called Etsako, and it's Etsako Central. So most people are familiar with the big cities. So that's Auchi, and we say Mo. Yes. So I'm proud of my background. I'm proud, you know, of my language, of our traditions, of our cultures. And I've actually tried to bring my children along with me. But, you know, today I want to tell you something really great. Last week I was in London, and it was for somebody who was celebrating their 60th, but there was another event after the 60th party. And it was the inauguration of the Etsako Club 81. So I was inaugurated into that club. And it came as a surprise, but, you know, I am so grateful. I'm so pleased that, you know, my people are recognizing me and want me to join them. So this last song, I want to shout out to my able president of Etsako Club 81 Worldwide. So it's a president worldwide. That barrister Greg Otsu, and my chair, who is the chair of the Etsako Club 81 UK and Europe, and that is Dr. Philip Idaiwo. Obekasa, thank you very much for bringing me on board and giving me this honor. I really appreciate it. And I am going to be a really good member. Believe me, you're going to be running away from me. Thank you very much for accepting me into the Etaco Club 81 UK Europe. Until then, everybody, thank you very much for listening to me this evening. And now you know I'm from Etaco, and there's a club called Club 81. This Club 81 UK Europe, Etaco Club. So if you want to join and you're from Etaco, please reach out to me and I'll bring you in. So here is Ladikbo with the song Feeling, featuring Buju and BNXN. And it's about riding the wave of change into something bigger and better. That's what a second chance can do. So I leave you with that song about moving forward with purpose. I'll see you back here next week Sunday. Thank you very much. See you. Bye. Here's Ladikbo. I hope you enjoy. Bye.
Vibes.
Don't you know that?
My feelings and nothing can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, can't stain. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that, big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night.
What you do that? I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your gifts, but my blues and rhythm now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. My boy gets my tea with a stress me, but right now I'm chilling now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your gifts, but my blues and rhythm now. No, no, oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. My boy gets my tea with a stress me, but right.
All I wanna do is jive, 220 on the highway. I'm about the energy, baby. If it's good, send it my way. If it's bad, keep it private. All these haters so vexed, I'm the best alive. You don't want to test the guy. You been sleeping on yourselves, you test it fly. Throw myself a party, then act surprised. Be the highest in the room when the guests arrive, yeah. Ain't nobody realer. Touchdown, got a couple G's for the dealer. Gang signs out the window, my killer. Life getting sweeter, no use what I dilute my Ribena. So we toast to the good life. Every minute to the full, cause we could die. Pull up open doors and it's suicide. Yeah, 16 bad, whoop, and they all by the poolside.
I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your gifts, but my blues and rhythm now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. My boy gets my tea with a stress me, but right now I'm chilling now. Trust me, but right now I'm chillin' now. Oh, oh, oh.
are listening to Manchester's biggest Afrobeats radio station, Radio Africana.
I see no competition and I mind my business. God is my witness, they don't see my vision. I'm a local judge anymore, low, one in a million. Waiting them to say,
Radio Africana.
Flip the music.
That every liar, liar, liar. That I see behind you.